This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Brekkie. Michelle Shepherd, Mama Mish, is joining me in the studio. Mama Mish, you know, before when I was saying how JJ messaged in saying this weekend JJ had made lots of friendship bracelets for the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And you're wondering what they were like. Well, what JJ has said is, I have favourite drivers and support them once they move teams. So JJ's favourite is Valetti Baratis, Charles Leclerc. So it's writing the names and the words on the friendship bracelet.
Interesting.
I wonder if JJ will swap any friendship bracelets for the Grand Prix. Maybe our next guest, as I know, such a big fan of the car driving and motorsporting, our fabulous gossip gay is, I can't believe you kept so quiet this whole time.
Because I can't stop laughing, because I am such a sports person, but I don't know how much of a car person I am.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to go to the Grand Prix for the first time. I've got absolutely no idea. It's time for Gossip Gay, everybody.
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO. Gossip Gay.
Jogging Main from Joy Weekly joins us Monday mornings for a hell of a laugh and a bit of a gossip.
Good morning, beautiful humans. How are we? And good morning to you, good my morning. Long friend I haven't seen in such a long time.
Not me, that's Michelle.
Yes, that's Michelle, yes. It's always great to be back here. Well, especially live in the studio. I love being back here.
We do love it. We do love it. And by the way, don't worry, everyone. Rach is back tomorrow morning to bring more Joy Breakfast fabulousness.
Yay.
I'm very pumped for Rach to be back joining me. It's been lovely having special guests and everything. Don't get me wrong, but I'm back to getting to the core.
You just hate sitting behind over there, don't you?
No, I'm fine sitting at the controller thing. I'm all right with it. It's all good. Now, we're diving in with some engagement news for the start of Gossip Gay.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to keep on the sporting theme because, well, we don't really talk a lot about sport at Gossip Gay. I sort of leave that to Joy Weekly a little bit.
Ever. I don't think we ever have.
Oh, no, I've done a tennis show. So, you know, I do love my tennis.
Yeah,
but
right.
We thought we'd delve into the soccer world, the Aussie soccer world, because Josh Cavallo has just recently got engaged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that.
Yes, it was so beautiful. So last week, the Aussie soccer star announced his engagement to fiancé Leighton Morrell, I think his name is.
Let's go with that.
The proposal took place at the Hindmarsh Stadium in Adelaide, which was facilitated by the actual club that Josh plays for, which is Adelaide United. So obviously,
I think that's one of the cutest things I've seen about this. Like, you know, when you see these kind of public proposals and formal proposals, you can sometimes think a little bit,
yeah.
But this was actually really beautiful when you look at it and
yes.
what that means. Really lovely.
It was beautiful.
I didn't realise, like, looking at his fiancé, he's a little bit, like, Josh is not a tall person.
No.
And the other guy's, like, a lot smaller. So it was,
you're right.
It was, like, this height difference. And I'm like, that's really strange to see. But Cavallo took to his Instagram writing, starting the year off with my fiance ring and heart emojis, and then saying Mr. and Mr. coming soon. Thanks Adelaide United for helping set up the surprise. Now reports that hit the headlines at the end of last year to say that they were actually dating. And this is probably one of the first times that we sort of realized that, I mean, his public outing was quite,
oh yeah,
huge.
Massive world news.
Yeah, exactly. And I think his relationship status was always kept really, really quiet. Whether that was his own personal choice or whether that was a club choice, we don't know. But to sort of see the reports come out and sort of say that he was now had a boyfriend was really, really cool.
I mean, it's one thing to be a sports person in the public eye, then to add another level of recognition for something else, whether it be your sexuality,
yep.
your gender identity,
yep.
or any other large thing that isn't necessarily about the sport brings another wave with it.
Correct.
You know, and how much you want the personal person in your life or people in your life to be a part of that
yeah.
storm, whichever way it goes, you know. So it's lovely.
And he's broken down barriers.
Oh, 100%.
In not
and
just
hearts with this announcement
I
as well.
I think
can
a
I
lot of
say,
hearts
Josh,
are broken. I know.
I'm okay with it. I knew we didn't have a chance. But still.
I know my Joy Weekly co-host Dave will be very upset by this news.
And so will Dave's partner.
Correct. So true, so true. But look, you know, coming out and being in the public eye does have its, you know, I guess in the celebrity world or the sporting world does have its moments where it's not so great. And
of course.
Unfortunately, he's copped a lot of abuse and not just from fans, but also on social media, which we know is not a great place to sometimes
hell
live.
Storm. Sport hell in general. Storm. Like,
yes.
like they're just, there's when men come out, it's just they lose their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we wonder why an AFL player hasn't come out. Because we know the scrutiny that that would actually be under.
We know they exist, but exactly right.
Correct.
Like the scrutiny that they have to go through. So let everyone be everyone.
Absolutely. But despite all those odds, he took a leap of faith and he came out and has been living his most authentic life ever since. And also now he's found his love and they got engaged. So we want to say big congratulations to Josh and Leighton.
Lots of love. Lots and lots of love.
Yes. I love sporting stories. Who doesn't?
Oh, no, I do. I love talking about sport. It's nice to talk about things I know absolutely nothing about.
Well, we're going to switch gears now, and I know that Craig will love this story because it involves his one and only Troye Sivan.
Well, not only Troye Sivan, so let's just do this. I'm giving you the song as some backing, babe.
Oh, thank you.
I'm prepared.
You are so good
this
morning.
I'm on it this morning. Don't worry, I get to rest tomorrow when Rach is back.
So Ariana Grande and Troye Sivan have collabed again, and it's basically a total bopping song. So we know that they collabed a few years ago, about 5 years ago, on Troye Sivan's Bloom album. Mm. But this time, this is on Ariana's new album that she released a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Troye's already had his album out.
Yes. So fresh off releasing her highly anticipated album Internal Sunshine, pop idol Grande has released the newest collab with the world's favourite twink singer Sivan, along with...
I love twink. Can I just say, before you kick on, at a certain point, a twink does become a twunk, and I feel from an age perspective, Troye is in twunk status now.
Is he really?
The world just has to let it go.
Has he hit 30s yet?
No, but twunk status isn't 30s.
When?
It's twinks that said was that, so they could say twinks for longer. Twunk status is like 26.
No!
Yes, it is. You're a twink when you're under, like, by the time you hit 25, it's time to be a twink.
I'm shocked.
I love the rules of this.
No. I'm like, twinks have been pushing out that age gap. Pretty soon, daddy is going to be like 72. We don't have time for this.
We've gone from talking about teacup gays who play soccer to twinks and twunks.
Welcome to Gossip Gay, my love.
It just could go in any direction, who knows. But along with the release of her 7th studio album, she's released the slightly deluxe version with 4 bonus tracks, including a cappella version of True Story, an acoustic version of Imperfect For You, and two remixes with killer features. The first collab, Yes And, was with Mariah Carey, as we know, and I love that song.
I do as well. Do you know, and this, can I just say, this is one of the things I absolutely love about Ariana, who has been a performer since a child and on a music show as a child as well. And when she will bring out music that is a very specific field and sound and tone, will do every other aspect of it as well and share it. And hearing her sing acoustically, I love it so much.
But having some of that, like her voice and Mariah's voice and doing those high notes was just, it's just insane.
Craig has messaged in. I'm just going to say, Mish, read this out.
Craig says, Prince of twinks. Can we please get his title right? And he's got the figure of a twink.
Well, Craig's also blonde now, so Craig's reliving his twink status, can I just say?
So...
And someone messaged, little Jason said, does this mean I'm still a twunk? And I'm like, well, you know, this is what's going on, people.
My God, look what we've started this morning.
The twunk-twink discourse.
Well, the remix of Supernatural is the song that features Sivan on her new album. Celebrating the new song to Instagram, Sivan took to his social media and said that, Ariana, we are so back, and that he was very honored to be a small part of the gorgeous world that you have created.
Let's just have a little bit of a listen. I love it.
It's very sort of like... Nobody else around me. Like a Sunday Sessions type of song, isn't it? Like, you could hear it on a Sunday, having a couple of drinks and...
I'm very much loving the vibe she's putting out with her music at the moment.
Yes.
And especially just before Wicked, it's absolutely bringing a very different energy before we get popular on.
Correct. I can't wait for her to...
I'm so excited.
Oh, my... And just that whole Wicked... show is just going to be absolutely amazing.
Oh, will be.
But we know that, like I said, this isn't the first time that they've collabed. They did a duo together called Dance to This on, as I said, Sivan's album Bloom.
In denim. I love their double denim.
Oh, it's so beautiful. We're hoping that the music video that they do for this new song just as good as the previous one.
I have no doubt. Oh, come on, with those two creative souls. It's going to happen.
And that's your Gossip Gay this week.
Oh, we love it. Oh, we love having you come and join us each and every week to get our gossip on. Michelle, you've learned about twunks.
I have. And you stirred up the twinks and the twonks this morning.
I love the... I'm going to continue listening on my way to work.
Well, you know what? Why don't you let me know, what age do you reckon a twink officially becomes a twunk?
44.
then I'm a twunk, is what you're saying.
That sounds personal.
Message me on 0427 569 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. I'm specifically looking for voices that aren't cis men to share. You like really stick it to the twunks and twinks, is what I reckon. Thank you for joining us once again, Joel. And a huge shout out to Jesse from your friend Andre, all the way overseas, saying, loving listening. Mick and I have been listening for 5 years and loving listening on Joy. You'll be back with us next week, won't you?
I will. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait. The discourse has already started. Troy Sivan has... Oh, no, yeah. It's perfect. JJ's correcting you on music.
Of course he is.
Troy
Sivan
has collabed with Ariana and Casey twice. There you go. It's perfect.
Oh, well, we're loving it. I can only report what I can report, JJ.
You know what? No, we love it. JJ corrects with love. You're on Joy Brekkie. It's 8:02.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9am or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.